97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's a pleasure to talk to Steve Gorman. Steve is the executive director of the Climate Science Coalition of America, author of four books on energy and climate, including his new book, The Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. Steve Gorman, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Brad. Great to join you today.
Great to talk to you. This is an issue that's also near and dear to my heart, because as I think about all of the, and we'll talk about renewable energy failure in just a second, but when I think about all of the broken promises that we've heard from the progressive left over the last 30 years, 35, 40 years, about how Antarctica would be gone, the Arctic would be gone, that there would be no more snowfall, it'd be a thing of the past. And yet, even though each and every one of these promises have proven to be false, we still hear these renewed promises that have just as much validity, in my mind, as the one, as the millions of broken promises that we've heard before now.
Yeah, it is remarkable. There, Al Gore said the Arctic ice was going to disappear in 2014. I mean, just on and on with these things. And I do document those in my books. We've had a little gentle warming, about 1 degree in 140 years, one
yes.
degree Celsius. But it's been warmer in the past many, many times. An example is a glacier in central Switzerland that is melting. But as it pulls back, they find horse bridles and wagon wheels and 4,000-year-old wood. And this glacier wasn't there thousands of years ago. It was warmer then than it is today. So, yeah, all the climate scare really is based on computer models and a lot of misinformation. And we're seeing the Trump administration right now just kind of tear apart all of this climate stuff. He isn't saying much, but man, all the programs and the funding is just dropping.
Yeah. In fact, in my stack of stuff that I have right here in front of me, Steve, one of the stories I was going to get to on the show today that I didn't have time, but for you, was this story about how four major glaciers in the Arctic right now, the Wilkes Antarctic, I'm sorry, the Antarctic.
Yep.
We've got the Wilkes Land, Queen Mary Land region of East Antarctica, that they reversed their pattern of accelerated mass loss from 2011 to 2020 and are now showing mass gain during the 21 to 23 period. How can that happen if there was supposed to be no Arctic or Antarctic because of global warming?
Yeah, the Antarctic has been a big sore spot in the whole climatism theory. Temperatures haven't changed much. They've been flat for many, many years. Matter of fact, the United States station, we've had a station down there for about 60 years, and the first station was buried in snow, so they had to build another one. The snow has been rising about 8 inches a year in Antarctica, right in the center, and it snows every year, and it never melts, and it just keeps rising and rising. So now the last station was built on stilts so that they can jack it up over increasing snowfall. So that's the Antarctica is a big problem with the whole theory.
We are talking to Steve Gorman. He's the executive director of Climate Science Coalition of America, author of the book The Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. And I want to ask you about that, Steve, but I just got to tell you this anecdote. I find it so funny that on multiple occasions over the past 20 years that there have been hearings, global warming hearings in Washington, D.C. that have been postponed due to snowfall. I just find that to be hilarious that we have to cancel the global warming hearings because of snowfall.
That has happened. And then for a while there, wherever Mr. Former Vice President Gore was speaking, they had to be canceling things because of the weather and because of the snow. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, the only sensible policy is to adapt to the climate.
Yes.
And like Netherlands has been doing for hundreds of years, building seawalls and islands. If we all think we can drive electric cars and stop the oceans from rising, then we better get some better advice.
Well, I did see a bumper sticker. I am not making this up. I saw a bumper sticker that said, "I use no oil. I drive an electric car." And I thought, you moron, when you plug in your car into your house, if the power generation facility is using oil or natural gas, you're using fossil fuels, you idiot. And I just had to chuckle. But I want to get to your book, because when you talk about the coming renewable energy failure, what comes to my mind right now is Spain. We saw Spain having this critical failure when it comes to lights are out, power is out, they're having power generation issues, and yet Spain bought in to this lie, this fiction that says if we just convert over to renewable energy, it'll solve all of our energy problems. Is this part of the problem that Spain is dealing with because they're relying on renewable energy?
Yeah, absolutely. Last week they had 60 million people in Spain and Portugal without power for more than 12 hours. And it was terrible. They had 35,000 people on trains that just stopped, these electric trains. And they were in the mountains and they were in tunnels and they were everywhere. They had people sleeping in subways trying to get places. Just terrible. And one of the problems with wind and solar, it's got a lot of issues like cost and land area required and intermittency. But there's also a lack of stability. When you have a nuclear and gas and coal plants,
yes,
they power these spinning turbines. And so if there's a minor change in the network, it doesn't affect it. And electrical networks have to balance supply and demand exactly all the time. And if you have something disrupt the network, then you can't turn up the wind, you can't turn up the solar, and the whole thing just collapsed in Spain. By the way, this was 2 weeks after they all crowed that they had 100% renewable electricity in one period of time, and then they had this huge blackout. So just a big black mark.
That's just as good as snowing, canceling a global warming seminar on that one. But I got to tell you, in full disclosure here, Steve, I own solar panels. They're not on my roof. Yep. I've got them in my garage. At my house, we have a lot of trees, and occasionally trees fall and knock out the power. I don't want to lose what's in the freezer and the refrigerator. So I've got solar panels that power a battery that are backup. All right. But you're right. It's not that I'm anti-solar energy, but the idea that somehow that if you are green, that it takes on an element, to my mind, of religion, where you say that the savior is like Al Gore, who's preaching this green philosophy. Your sins involve the fact that you've used fossil fuels in the past, and the way to salvation is paved with solar panels and green energy. And yet that is a fiction, isn't it?
Well, it really is. The climate is dominated by nature, not human emissions. We may have 20 or 30 years of cooling go through. It's very tough to predict the future. But you're right, we've got all these rules like don't have kids, don't eat meat. I mean, just on and on and on. And right now, though, the thing is Mr. Trump is cutting all this. He is slashing programs at NOAA and NASA. The climate models themselves, the heart of global warming alarmism may be cut. We have Pete Hegseth in the Navy, who says we don't do a climate, and you won't use the word, but stuff. And, you know.
Thank you. FCC thanks you.
And he's just cutting all of this stuff. And they wanted electric tanks on the battlefield, and they had plans to build chargers and send them out on battlefields. I mean, it was just lunacy.
I know, because listen, as you well know, Steve, the Army, our military forces have two jobs: kill people and break things, right? That's what they do.
Much.
They kill people and they break things. It's not a social experiment. It's not a way to reform society. It's not a method to save the planet. It's a way to kill people and break things. And by trying to go to this green energy nonsense, really that just gets in the way of those two priorities.
Well, it's also a waste that we wasted more than $100 billion in taxpayer money. By the way, here's one for one of Elon Musk's list. The Navy crowed in their own literature about a project they did studying climate change with the government of Vietnam and the Mekong Delta. Now, tell me how that helps Navy preparedness.
So
there's all this stuff's going on. Taxpayer money is being wasted, and now Mr. Trump is cutting it out.
Oh, and that is a fantastic thing. Steve Gorman, author of the book Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. You've written several books, haven't you, on this nonsense of, and again, I'm not trying to suggest that using solar panels is nonsense because I use them. But my idea and my point here is that this overt reliance on green energy is foolhardy, it's costly, and it doesn't even achieve the goals because, for example, the environmental damage that comes from mining the lithium that's used in car batteries for electric cars, doesn't that cause in of itself enormous environmental damage?
Yeah, there's big damage. It may reduce CO2 emissions, and again, those don't have much of an effect. And I'm not against solar. If you're getting a great subsidy from the government of the state, it might be really good. If you're in Hawaii, where it's always sunny and always windy, wind and solar are good. But, you know, if you're in Minnesota, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So,
no.
And the other thing is, it's not going to stop the planet from warming. I mean, that's just goofy.
Yes. And my other thing that really gets me, Steve, and this is why I'm glad I could talk to you today, is that this idea that the environmentalists want to shut down literally any energy-producing entity in the United States. But even if we went black, even if we went totally zero electrical output, zero fossil fuel output, when you look at the natural warming trend that occurs outside of man-made influences combined with the possibility that China and India and other countries are still polluting the atmosphere, we could shut down the United States and it wouldn't make a nickel's worth of difference, would it?
It would probably not be measurable. Yeah, the only sensible thing is adaptation, building strong buildings to withstand hurricanes, building seawalls, those sorts of things, but not trying to stop the planet from warming. There's no evidence that we can do that.
No, there's no evidence at all. I want to just ask you another question here. You've written a lot of books on this type of green energy nonsense. Just briefly tell us some of the other books that you've written.
Yeah, a real good one for anybody who's got kids in school, and especially high school, eighth grade and up. They're getting a very one-sided point of view about the climate.
Oh, yes.
Illinois just said we got to put climate change in all the schools, the governor and the legislature. But I have a great book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism, and that will give them, it's got polar bears in a Mazda on the cover, but that will give them a balance, and they should get that to their kids and their aunts and their nephews and all that sort of thing. So there are four books. They're very readable, color paperbacks. They have some great sidebars. Green Breakdown had 150 colored sidebars in it, and one of them was about how you should, a New York Times article that said you should marry short people to help stop climate change. you should mate with short people.
Oh, my goodness. The lunacy continues. You mentioned polar bears, Steve, and I find it ironic that the left has grasped the polar bears as the iconography of saving the environment, because the polar bear population, any problems with the food or the resources for polar bears comes right now from too many polar bears, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's almost tripled since 1970, and a lot of it is because we put hunting laws in the northern nations. They stopped shooting so many polar bears. And so we used to have about 8,000 or 10,000. Now we've got almost 30,000 polar bears. So they're not in any danger. It's just another prediction from climatism that did not come true.
Unbelievable. Steve Gorman, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today. The author of Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule here to hang out with us here at 97.1 FM Talk.
Thank you, Brad.